Virtual Stage presents the Zap Podcast.
Let's check out the shows.
Hi, everybody. My name is Daniel, and this is George.
Hello.
We are going to talk about Ning Valley Spring Shoe Olympics dance.
Yes. So for the Special Olympic dance is going to be on Saturday, February 10th. From 7 p.m. Until 9:30 p.m. And I'm really excited to go to the dance. What about for you, Daniel? Are you excited for the Daniel?
Yes, I am so excited to go to be dance. I can't wait to go.
That's
and
good.
And it's been so long.
Yes, so long for us to have another special old dance.
Yeah, sounds cool.
Yes. So that's all for now, folks. Have a good day. My name is John. Bye for now.
My name is Daniel. Peace out.
My name is Lisa. The guest is Malaya. I am doing crocheting the hats. So I'm doing a hat, a bigger loom I got from my parents. So I'm doing some hats. And I'm going to give this to my friend in South Surrey, Jim and Jenny Mackey, some hats.
Cool.
Yeah.
What colors are you making?
What colors? Gray, pink, and gray, blue, and green.
Mm. Are you going to give it away to people?
It's from my friend, Janine Mackey. Yeah, she likes my hats. That kind of stuff.
Cool.
Yeah. It's her birthday present because her birthday is coming up in April.
What got you into crocheting?
I don't know exactly. It's I was here. I'll show you the other parts. I did this one, the bigger loom, as pink and gray at the top. And the same thing as about this one, too. All pink and gray. A gray on top, different colors, and purple is a mix of the hat.
That's cool.
Yeah. One is extra large, and the other one is yeah, I'll show you. Large, medium, small, and small. It's a different size of the loom.
What? Do you give it away to kids too?
I do make some hats all the time, for winter.
Cool.
I'm doing I'm getting some new different kind of wool now as well. I'm getting some new ones.
Cool.
Yeah. Different colors.
Cool.
Dark pink, light pink, blue, and white yarn at Michael's. Yeah. So I might get that.
The Vancouver
Yes.
Michael?
Thank you, Moaya, to be my friend. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Hey, Jays fans. So I'm back with another Jays update. So today is the Jays starts today, but it hasn't even started yet. But I have heard that it's spring training, baby. So, let's cheer for the Jays and they're in for this spring training. Bye for now.
Everybody, welcome to Sports Talk. I'm your host, Sam. Today I'm going to be doing a recap of the NHL All-Star Game. Team Nathan MacKinnon played Team Connor McDavid in the All-Star Game, and Team Connor McDavid won 4-3 against Team Nathan MacKinnon. And then the second match of the All-Star Game was Team Hughes versus Team Matthews, so Team Austin Matthews. And Team Austin Matthews won that game 6-5 in a shootout. And also, Team Connor McDavid also won their game in a shootout as well. And the final match was Team Connor McDavid versus Team Matthews, so Team Austin Matthews. And Team Austin Matthews won that game 7-4 against Team Connor McDavid, and Team Austin Matthews won $1,000 for his team. And also, there was the skill competition as well. And Connor McDavid won four out of six rounds of the skill challenge. There was also the All-Star NHL draft. And some also famous artists were there, like Michael Bublé, Justin Bieber, and then two other ones I don't know the name of. And it was awesome. It was really good, and good hockey game. And see you next time on Sports Talk. I'm your host, Sam. Peace out, and rock and roll.
Hey everybody, and welcome to Music Update. I am your host, Daniel. So, Usher got a new song. It's called Coming Home. Coming Home. There is a new song by Usher, and I love that song because that song is catchy, and I love Usher and that song, Coming Home. That is my favorite song, and it's brand new this year. So that is it for broadcast. I am your host, Daniel, and peace out.
Hi, my name is Mariah. I'm excited for the Taylor Swift movie coming out and my family coming home on Family Day because my brother's coming from out of town to come visit my apartment. He never been to my apartment yet. And I'm waiting till March to see the Taylor Swift movie on Disney Plus. Bye for now.
Hey guys, my name is Georgia. I like to talk about Stella because Stella, he said that I you can she's a tiny still kid, she's a baby kid, and she will grow up to be a nice kid, and Paul is so lucky to have Stella in his house, and Stella brings Paul such a joy and such a happiness to him. And that's all. Bye for now. My name is George. Bye for now.
Hi, my name is Lisa. Devin Taylor McKenzie, the childhood of memories, is a book of my cousin. My auntie Randy got this for me last Christmas about my cousins, all four of my cousins, all four books I got for Christmas last Christmas. And I got four books. I'm doing David. He's my favorite one. He picked me up at VTC at downtown. He got me two CDs for me. He's my favorite cousin. Yeah, I'm going to read you the book of my cousin right now. Here we go. David was born on July the 17th, 1988. Everyone Everyone was excited about a ride, expecting Kaylee. Kaylee enjoys having a little brother to look after. Then along came Dustin, and you were now a big brother. They has three had lots of fun playing together. You love to dress up, right? The wooden horse danced to the music, greeting and camp in the tent trailer. One of your favorite stories was about the tin soldier. This is why you are standing on one leg. You were always happy with a biggest smile and laugh. And then came the Fabulous Four. You spent 2 years at Berry Blue Preschool. Your favorite outfit was a pair of red corner pants with a red sweatshirt because you love the book of Red is the Beast. Your favorite character were Batman and the Midnight Ninja Turtles. Some of your first were your first time in the paper construction on making a hat in a fair. Your first time movie were first word project. Your first dog is Mac, and getting your own wisdom teeth out. You love camping, Halloween, playing with your Lego, working in dad's shop, and climbing everything you could see challenge. No birthday cakes for you. It's birthday pies all the way. Kindergarten, Miss Nefertiti, grade one, with Mrs. Harrison and Mrs. Stardwick, grade two, with Miss Colton, grade three, Mrs. Cotronas. The next half is the next week. I'll read up to the next paragraph next week. Thank you for the information about my cousin. Yeah, thank you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Cobra Kai Season 6 update. I am your host, Daniel, and there is a new Sozo part. This Sozo is brand new for the new season, Cobra Kai Season 6, and I can't wait to watch that. So that is it on Cobra Kai Sozo update. So there is gonna be a new Karate Kid movie coming our way. And I can't wait to see it. And the latest news, they are gonna find this new kid for the Jackie Chan, to be their master. And also, I can't wait to see it. And on the news, this news. They said they're gonna film Karate Kid movie, and I can't wait until the filming is done. Cobra Kai season 6, that is gonna coming out first, and then Karate Kid, for a movie, and I can't wait to see those, and I can't wait to see this new Karate Kid movie, and it's it on Karate Kid, for new Karate Kid movie. I will see you next time. Bye for now.
Three, two, one, action. Hi, buddy. Welcome to Justin's show. So I just watched the Super Monsters on Netflix last night. So I still have 12 more because I just finished season 1, and I like using this thing because you know, I like watching Super Monsters because it's also it was on also on TV, but I also like on Netflix because I think that my person wanted to be Katya because she's so good, and I like Katya because she's good, and all the Super Monsters as well. Really good, and I also enjoyed it. I really like the Super Monsters because Drac and Katya and Lobo and Frankie, Zoe, Cleo, and Spy, and the new monster is Vera, and even though she's Lobo's cousin, I think the teacher is Igor and Esme, and they're really good. I think doing but not as a 12 more because I have to finish on Sunday because I just finished season 1, so now I'm on season number 2 and number 3, and I still have more, and then after Super Monsters, I just have to repeat the Creature Cases because I like solving mysteries much. I really enjoy watching Super Monsters on Netflix. So and maybe after Super Monsters, I was thinking the Creature Cases because I like watching and solving mysteries a lot. But I still have to think, and then after Super Monsters because I still like each movie, and I just finished Spirit Rangers, so now I'm on Super Monsters season 1, but now I finished season number 2. So thanks for watching. Have a good day. Bye for now. Thanks for the Netflix update.
Hey Everybody, welcome to Wrestling Talk. I'm your host, Sam. Today I'm going to do a recap of NXT TakeOver Vengeance Day. And there was a lot of matches, different matches and all that. I've seen them, and a couple of them that I'll talk about are Trick Williams versus Ilya Dragunov for the NXT Championship. Ilya Dragunov won, but Trick Williams put up 110% into it, and he had a good effort, but he still lost the match, but that's okay. And Lyle Valkyria versus Roxanne Perez for the NXT Women's Championship, but also that got turned into a triple threat match because Loa Vice cashed her in her contract to face a champion of her choice for winning the breakout tournament. And there was also a six-man tag team match between Out of the Mud versus Tony D'Angelo, Stax Lorenzo, and a woman. It was in the Dawn's wrestling family group, and there was also a woman. It was in Out of the Mud's group as well, because it was a mixed tag, six-man tag team match, and there's also Dragon Lee versus the North American champion, and that's it, and see you next time on Wrestling Talk. I'm your host, Sam. Peace out.
Hey, Jays fans, I'm back with another Blue Jays update. So next Saturday, the 24th, the Blue Jays will be starting in its preseason, and they open against the Phillies next Saturday, the 24th. You can watch it on TV, and I will come back with more on my updates. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
Done listening. Bye now.
Thanks for listening. You'll hear from, I guess, soon. And peace out.